Okay, let's get into the next daf, Yerushalmi Psachim, daf Nuntes, and we are on Nunches Amid Beis. The Gemara discusses, we're in the middle of discussing the sugyas of Tumas Kahal and the related issues for Tumah Hucha B'tzibur, Dechuya B'tzibur. The Gemara discussed and the Mishnah discussed the examples of Rov Kahal and Rov, or all Kahal, Rov Tzibur, and the like. So what exactly is the details of the rules? But the Gemara connected the laws of Karban Pesach, of Rov Tzibur, and all the Tzibur, to the laws of Par Halam Dabar Shel Tzibur. As we know, the discussion in Maseches Harios, if the Beis Din Paskins and most of the Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see that rule, most of the Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael followed Beis Din's Psak, and then they Beis Din realizes that they made a mistake, so only Beis Din brings a carbon on behalf of everyone, not everybody brings their own carbon. So how do you determine the rove in that case? So we saw different shitas in the Tanaim, Rabbi Meir, you go by the popular vote, so to speak, you go by everyone altogether, while Rabbi Huda says, no, you go by each and every shevet. Then if one shevet requires to bring a par halom davar, then all the shvatim are nigrar, and it's all, another machlokes from Harios, whether Beis Din brings the carbon or each shevet brings the carbon. Another machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Mayor. So related to that, the root of that, the Gemara says, is whether every shevet is called a kahal by themselves or not, based on the pasuk by Binyamin, goyu kahalam goyim yemi mecca, and no, Binyamin wasn't born yet. And now the Gemara is going to parallel the machlokes tanam there by par halom davar, and here, so amr b'chia bar ba kishem, right in the middle of nun chesam abeis. Says the Gemara, Kishem Shem Cholkin Kan, Kachim Cholkin Betuma. Just like there's a three-way machlokas by Paralom Davar Shel Tzibur, so too there's a three-way machlokas by Karban Pesach. If you look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he summarizes it, Kishem Shecholkin Lein Yishigas Hora'a. Just like there's a machlokas there by Paralom Davar, what the halach is, how he determined the Shvatim and the Chiyuv, Kachalukin Lein Yishigas Hora'a Betuma. So too regarding Pesach, Dilla Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, remember you go by the popular vote, Eino Ella Benitmu Rov Yisrael. You go by Nitmu, just like over there. He says you go by all of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael to determine Paralom Davar. Versus so too, you go by Rov Yisrael total to determine Tumah Hotcher Dechuya B'tzibur. Ula Rabbi Yehuda Afilu Shevet Echad Shenitma. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even one Shevet that became Tamei, just like one Shevet is going to be Mechayev the Paralom Davar. So one Shevet that became Tamei, Ochsin Kol Yisrael Imo B'tumah. So too, one shevet is allowed to bring, and is tumah, and brings Karban Pesach b'tumah. So too, all the shvatim, because of Greira, the shevet echad gorer, kol shvatim kulan, ulu Rabbi Shimon, shevet echad shenitma, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, you have one shevet that became tameh, halalo osan la'atzman b'tumah, v'halalo osan la'atzman b'tara, and you split it, so the same three shitas that apply to Paralom Davar Shel Tzibur apply by Karban Pesach. And now the Gemara says, Detani, because we have the following Braisa that talks about a case of half and half. If you have a Tzibur that's half and half, half the Tzibur is Tameh, half the Tzibur is Tahar. So what do you do in that case? Parenthetically, what are the chances that half the Tzibur is Tameh, half the Tzibur is Tahar? Right? The Gemara talks about it, but the Gemara talks about many cases that are somewhat far-fetched and unusual. Right, the Mefarshim discussed the Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Zayin, where the Gemara says there, if you remember, what the purpose of Aseres Yemei Tshuva is for. Right, the Gemara there says that really most of the Jews are done and finished on Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tes Zayin Mabez in the Bavli in Rosh Hashanah. Shlosh Shesvarim Niftachan Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shel Rishoyim Gemurim, Ve'echad Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, Ve'echad Shel Beinonim. The tzaddikim and gemurim are finished. Nechtavim and nechtavim la'alter l'chaim. Rishom gemurim. Nechtavim and nechtavim la'alter l'misa. Beinonim tuliyim va'omdim. The Gemara seems to say that Aseres Yemei Tshuva is only for the Beinonim. And, you know, their fate is figured out during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. What's a Beinoni? Rashi says, Mechsa Mechsa. Mechsa Mechsa. What does that pashas mean? Exactly equal averis and mitzvahs? Again, there's a gra and others that say, oh, maybe Beinoni means someone who's netia. A tzaddik is someone whose netia is to do mitzvahs, even though sometimes he does averus. The rasha is somebody whose netia is to do averus, even though sometimes he does mitzvahs. And a benoni who doesn't have a specific netia, right? So that is the, something to, discuss in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But the, But the Pashup Shad of Rashi is that a Beinoni is someone who's half and half. And if his Beinoni is half and half, so then the, what are the chances of that? Okay. But remember the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Chav Gimel, where the Gemara, there's a story about, if there's a bird close to a chicken coop, right, do we say that the, bird belongs to the chicken coop owner or not? And the Gemara says, well, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, what if you, it depends whether if it's 50 amas within or not. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, what if you have a bird that's on the border? 1 foot in, 1 foot out, also like a mechsa, a mechsa. But there they say they threw Rabbi Yirmiyah out of the base medrash. You know, what kind of question are you asking? So that mechsa, a mechsa is a problem to ask. But here it's not. Okay. And Rashi, it's not. But anyway, so the Gemara says, what if you have Bnei Yisrael, half of them are tar, half of them are tameh? So at tahorim, osur nesarishon, matameh metzasheni. Deber Meir. Meir says, the tahorim do the first, and the tameh do the second. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. What's his svar? We'll have to get to it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, we're switching the gears. So Rabbi Shimon says, Hatahorin osin la'atzman, vatamein osin la'atzman. Rabbi Shimon says, no, everybody does Pesach Rishon, but they do it separately. Tahorin do themselves, and tamein do themselves. We'll see. According to Rabbi Shimon, each one, from their perspective, is considered a rov. So the Tahorim are considered a rov, so they do it on Pesach Rishon. The Tameim are considered a rov, so the Tameim will do it on Pesach Rishon. And they look at it themselves, even though that's impossible that they each could be the rov, but mechza is considered rov. Amrulo, and the sheet of Amrulo, a third sheet in the Mishnah says, in the Brisa, Eina Pesach b'chetzion. No, Pesach cannot be split up, arguing with Rabbi Shimon. Ela kulam yasa b'tara, o kulam yasa b'toma. You can't split it. You can't split it. So who is the Amrulo sheet? Sumanu Amrulo. So the Gemara first things, well, we've discussed three sheetas in the Tanoim by Parhelon Davar, which are parallel to three sheetas in Karan Pesach. So maybe that's this third sheet. We had Rabbi Meir, we had Rabbi Shimon, and now we have Karebi Huda. Right, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is the third Shita. The Tanina Taman, Rabbi Yehuda, remember, holds of Greira, everything goes together. So as we learned in Meseches Menachos, Nitmei Sachas Menachalos, O Echa Menasadarim, if one of the two Chalos, the Shtei HaLechem, that are brought on Shavuos, or one of the six, one of the columns of the Lechem Apanim, becomes Tamei, Echa Menasadarim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Miyetzu LeBeis HaSreifa. They're both burned. That's his Mesora, right? The Charban Eida, Im Nifsal Machtziso, Kula Pasol, right? One half goes with the other half. She'ein, Karban Zibra, Chaluk. Because the Karban Zibra is not Chaluk. It doesn't split. And that's the sheet of Amrulo, that you can't split the Tmeim and the Tahorim on the same day. It's interesting that if this is Rabbi Yehuda, Gemara is relating this Rabbi Yehuda to our case of Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is Karban Zibur. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda's Lashon over there is by the Shtei Alechem and the Alechem upon him, calling it Ein Karban Tzibur Chalak, but the Gemara is comparing it to Karban Pesach, and maybe the Gemara is suggesting that Karban Pesach is also like a Karban Tzibur, which we mentioned a couple of days ago, is not so Pashit. Rather, Rambam, remember, the Rambam has the categories of Karban Tzibur, Karban Yachid, Yachid Sheik Tzibur, and Tzibur Sheik Yachid. And Karban Pesach is one of the unique Karbanos, or, you know, in the categories that transition from one to the other. So here too, the Gemara seems to compare Karban Pesach to Karban Tzibur. V'chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say, Hatameh b'tumatzav ator yeach. The Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say, you know, this by the Karban lechem apanim, and by the shtei alechem, no. Whatever's tameh is burned, whatever's tar is eaten. So the Gemara suggests that Amrulo is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara, maybe not so pashut that the Shita of Amrulo is Rabbi Yehuda. There's another possibility. Rabbi Yosef Arbu Mashem Rabbi Yochanan, Mani Amrulo. We'd rather not say Amrulo is Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Amru is plural. Amrulo, hach Amrulo, lav Rabbi Yehuda hi. Deha Amrulo, lashon rabim hu. So it must be Chachamim who hold like Rabbi Yehuda partially. So ma amrul mani amrulo chachamim shem kishit. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Right, we switch that to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Like the Karmana Eidas Girsa. Meaning the amrulo, both, right? Both of the suggestions of the Gemara of amrulo, the amrulo say you can't split it. You can't split it, and therefore what? Rabbi Yehuda would say you can't split it, and therefore they both bring bituma. That's what Yehuda says, right? One can bring Batoma and then just go over the other one. The other sheet, the Chachamim of, if you see a different opinion of Amrulo, they would say, no, you can't bring it, period. Nobody brings it on the first one because you can't split it, but it might not be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so now let's go back to the sheetas in the Braisa. So Rabbi Meir first. The Gemara is going to first discuss Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, if you have half, Mechsa, you have Bnei Yisrael, half of them are Tameh, half of them are Tahar. Rabbi Meir says, the Tahar bring on the first Pesach, and the Tameh bring on the second. So what's the Svara? I'll die to Rabbi Meir, Hahein Mechsal Mechsa, Ma David Lei, this Mechsal Mechsa. So what do you do? What do you say? What do you treat them as? Right, what's the svara to say that the Tahorim go on Pesach Rishon and the Tameh go on Pesach Sheni? Karov, Kemiut, which is alike. And now the we're going to flip the words. E Tamar Kemiut, if you say like half is called Miut, then you have a problem. HaTahorim Einim Otzim Asa Rishon. If the half is called Miut, so only half are Tahor, so why do the Tahorim do the Rishon? If they're called Miut, so then they shouldn't be able to do the Rishon. Right, E Tamar, Rove. And if you say Mechsa is considered Rove, so then at Tameim Einim Otzim Asa Sheni, so why do the Tameim Nitcha the Pesach Sheni? If they're the Rove, they should be able to do Pesach Rishon. So Amar Rav Yosef explains Rav Meir as follows. Lo Amar, the Torah did not say, Miut Tahorim, Einim Otzim Asa Rishon. The Torah did not say that a Miut of Tahor are not allowed to do the Rishon. Or, Rov Tameim Einim Otzim Asa Sheni. That Rov Tameim are not allowed to do Sheni. It doesn't say that. Lo Amar, the Torah only says, Ela Rov Tameim Lo Yidachu LePesach Sheni. Rov Tameim aren't automatically pushed to Pesach Sheni. They can do it on Pesach Sheni if they want to. But Rov Tameim have the option of doing it on Pesach Rishon, but they also, you know, can do it on Pesach Sheni. So, therefore, Miman of Shach, it's best to do Pesach Rishon for the Tahorim and Pesach Sheni for the Tameim. Why? Look at the Pnei Moshe, the second to last medium line. Hilkach. Svira le Rabbi Meir, Dimi Kivan ti ikahacha palga upalga. Since they're half and half, so we're not exactly sure what they should be considered. So mutav sheyi asu atahorim barishon vatamei b'sheni. So we think that's best. Why? Umishum dahashta hechi takamri nicha. Whichever way you say it, it's going to be okay. E mechzal mechza eino karov. If mechzal mechza is not called rove, right? If it's half and half, so then imkid atahorim vade must be meved rishon. So then for sure the tahorim could do one on the rishon because there's not rove tameim, but tameim dinu shidachol sheni. And the Tameim should be pushed to Sheni, right? Because they're not the majority. V'mechza mechza karov. And if you say mechza mechza is considered rove, so then nami shaper, the Tameim avdi b'Sheni, so the Tameim could do it on Sheni. Why? They're the rove. Denehi delot tzrichi lemitchi l'Sheni. You're right, they don't need to be pushed to Sheni. Hamiyos, iboy, delolam eved b'rishon ala b'Sheni matzi avdi. They can. They can do it on Sheni. And therefore, that's the svara for Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Miman of Shach, it's okay, whatever they're considered, the Tahorim can do it on the Rishon, and the Tameim can do it on the Sheni. So that's the Svara of the first opinion in the Brisa, Rabbi Meir. So now, let's get to the second, the next opinion that the Gemara is going to talk about. Al Daite, we're going to switch this to Amrulo. We're going to talk about the third Shita. Because Rabbi Yehuda, we know. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, or Rabbi Shimon, right? We changed the gears to Rabbi Shimon. But now we're going to talk about the third Shita. Al Daite to Amrulo. The Shita of Amrulo. Again, this is the gears of the Karban Eda, second wide line of the Karban Eda. But Al Daite to Amrulo, Hahein Mechsa Mechsa Ma Davilei. So what do you do for this? Why? Because if you say that the Amrulo is agreeing fundamentally to the second sheet in the Brisa, that Mechsa is Karov, but you're not allowed to split them in half. So what's the Shita? What do you do? What do you do with them? So if you look in the Karban Eda, he asked this question, third wide line, the Kiva, the Sovereign, the Mechsa, Mechsa, Hariyu, Karov, the Ein, Karban, Sivar, Chalok, how do you put those two together? They're each called Rove, but you can't split. So what do you do? So there's two ways that you could knock them out from being half and half. So Gemara has two suggestions. You take one of the, it's half and half, so you make one of the Torah people Tameh. Right? So then Metamen also Echad Gesheret. So now you've changed it from Mechza Mechza. Right? Because now, what have we done? We have taken away one from Tahor and added one to Tameh. So now there's two more Tameh than Tahor. That's Rav Matamanos of Asheretz. Ushmuel Amar, no, you just take one Tahor and you send them away. Mishalchin Oso L'Derech Rechoka. You send him to Derech Rechoka, or you send one to Derech Rechoka. Good. The Tosfos discusses that you don't send one of the Tameim to Derech Rechoka because then there'll be, you want as many your Jews to be able to do Pesach Rishon. So that's why it's better to do it this way. So you send one Tar to Derech Rechoka and then you have the majority. So Gemara says, what do you learn from this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? Rav says, you matami echad b'sherbetz, and Shmuel says, you send one of the Torah to Derech Rechoka. So Asya Shmuel, this second opinion, Kemanda Amar Hayachin Machriya Ala Tumam. Shmuel must hold, you could win by one. When you say Tumah v'Tara, Tumah, you could have one, right? One more tummy than Tahar. So then that's good enough, right? Not according to Rav, right? We said according to Rav, the fact that you're Matame one means you lose one Tahar and you gain one Tame, so you're gonna win by two. You're gonna win by two. But, according to Shmuel, you just send one Tahar away, so it must be that you can win by one. Baram Kamanda Amar, Eina Yachin Achriya La Tumah, Mishalchin Shnayim. If you hold like the opinion that you have to win by two, then Shmuel would say you have to send two Tahars away, not one Tahar away. Okay, the Gemara also adds that Rav, who says that you're matame echad b'sheretz, that also is a chiddush. The Rav Grebi Elazar, you might have said that the whole world of tumah b'tzibur on by Karban Pesach is only about tumas mace. What does sheretz have to do with it? These lower level types of tumas, tumah sheretz is an avatumah. But says the Gemara, kama da amar Rebbe Elazar hayahat tzibur magi nevelos magi shratzim. Rebbe Elazar says that if the tzibur is touched nevela or touched shratzim, which are their only avatumah, osim b'tumah, that's good enough. That's good enough to do a b'tumah. So Rav must hold like Rebbe Elazar. And the Gemara adds, but that's also only she'ein shamayim litvo. It's only a case where magi nevela magi sheretz, and they can't. That's really they could. That's tummy for one day. They could go to the mikvah and be tar for the night. It's only a case where they can't become tahar. They can't become tahar. Ein shamayim litvo. There's no mikvah. Avalam yisha mayim litvo. Ein amosim atumah. But if there is water, so then there's no need to rely on that. No need to do that because then they could do it b'tahara and eat it la'erev. So this is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. How do you deal? According to the Amrulo, according to the last sheet that says, well, they can't be split. So Rabbi Yehuda would say, okay, you do it all b'tumah. But the Amrulah don't hold to that, so therefore they would solve the problem a different way. The Gemara continues and says that there are other cases, right? The Mishnah spoke about cases where the Tzibur is Tameh or the Kohanim are Tameh. So the Gemara here lists off that there are other cases also that the Tumah, this Halacha, might apply. Amr Blazer Haba b'tumas klisharis. If all the Kalim are Tameh, somehow all the Kalim are Tameh. We skip the next couple of words. Haba b'tumas yadayim. If the hands are tummy, that's a tumah derabanan. Interesting. Tumah derabanan pashtus, right? If you have all these cases, then even those that are tumah mace, right, are able to eat. All, haba b'tumas sakinim. If all the knives are tummy, all those cases. Look at the karbata eta. V'achi perusha. Afilu tumah mesim yochli menu. Even if you have these lower level tumas, or so to speak, a different tumah, different source of tumah, the tumah mesim could eat. Desalkatai the chamina. I might have thought, hani lebasar mitamin avalagavri lo mitamin. You can be mitamin the basar, the only things you have, but not the people. V'yasu ataharim v'yochlu abasar tumah shehu belav v'lo yochlu b'tumas haguf shehu b'kares. I might think that this lower level maybe would only allow a lav and not kares. Right, there's a difference in halacha between a tummy person eating a carbon tahar or a tar person eating a tummy carbon. Right, the latter is only a lav. A tummy person eating a tar carbon, that's kares. So I might have thought that, you know, in these types of cases where there's tumah on something else, that only the basar is going to become tameh. So we still would only allow the tahorim to partake of it. Kamash malan not. Kamash malan kulam carbon eda. Ochlin derachman asharyeh. They're all mutter. Okay, now let's get into this fascinating case. Hayat tzibur shlish zavim shlish tameim shlish tahorim. You have the tzibur. You have a third, a third, a third. A third of them are tamei meis. A third of them are tahor, and a third of them are tumas zav. Tumas zav. They have a tumah hayotze megufo. Right, a zav or a zava. So what's the halacha there? So what do you consider? Like, when do you do the Karban Pesach? You have most people that are tamei, but not all tamei meis. So what do you do here? So machlokas. Rabbi Mana b'shem Chizkiya zavin v'tmeyin rabban al tahorin. Chizkiya says you could put the two tameis together to make it be considered that you're able to do the Karban Pesach today. Vosin b'tuma. Right, you look at the zavin and the tmeyim together. Right, what's the lumdis? Chizkiya does not need rov tmeyim to create the heter of tumah hucha b'tzibur. Because you don't have rov tmeyim here, because the zavim don't count to be tamei meis. But all he requires is that as long as it's not rov tahorin, so zav might not be counted for the tmeyim, but they're not counted for the tahorin, so you don't have rov tahorin here, that's why he would allow you to do a batuma. Va'osin batuma. And the tmei mesim and the tahorin could do a batuma. The zavin in Oslo, but the zavin are stuck. The zavin don't do any Pesach that year. They don't do Rishon, they don't do Sheni. Why not? Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rishon lo avdi, they don't do Rishon. Bibnei she tumas zavin lo hutra b'tzibur. Because the tumas zav, only tumas veis is hutra b'tzibur. So tumas zavin, they're talking about Pesach Rishon. So they can't do it, they can't do the Pesach Rishon. And Pesach Sheni, there's only a Pesach Sheni if v'sheni nami lo avdi, this really, the intash lumen le Pesach haba b'tuma. If the first Pesach was done b'tuma, so then you don't need Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is only for people who were not able the first day because they were Tameh. But if they were if the Tumah was allowed, then there is no Pesach Sheni for these Tashlumin people. The Kol Sha'av, the Yisrael Pesach Rishon, Betara Nidach the Tmein L'Sheni. Avol Yavdi B'Tumah, Ein Lo Tashlumin. And this was done B'Tumah. And therefore, the Zavim don't have any. Don't have any, they don't do anything. So again, a third. So the Tmein and the Tahorin do it. Tmein Mace and the Tahorin do Pesach Rishon, and the Zavim don't do any. Amei Rebbe Zaora. Rebbe Zaora argues, Hazav Asu Oso Kimishumid Bahoraya. A Zav, they consider like a Mishumad Bahoraya regarding Parhelam Davar Chal Tzibur. Remember, what's Parhelam Davar Chal Tzibur? If Beis Din gives a psak and all Klal Yisrael follow it, and it was all a mistake. What happens if you have somebody who never follows the Beis Din? He's a Mishuman. He doesn't agree, he generally doesn't follow the Beis Din. Different pshatim in this Gemara, we'll go with this pshat. But in this case, he happened to follow. In this case, he happened to follow what the Beis Din said. So, do you count him in the number of Rov? We're trying to figure out Rov for Am Yisrael, for Palam Davar Shel Tzibur. So, is he counted? So, the answer is going to be no, he's not counted at all. He's not counted for either side. So that's what Rabbi Zaora says. A Zav is not counted for either side, basically, and therefore this is going to be considered Mechsa al Mechsa. You have a third, but you take out the third of Zav. So the other two thirds are left. It's Mechsa al Mechsa, and we had at the beginning of our daf today. What's halacha Mechsa al Mechsa? The three different deos in the Tanaim. So Kamad the Tamer Taman, just like over there by Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur, HaMishumad Bahoraya. If somebody is a Mishumad, a Mumar, Ein Olam Alam Orit, he's not counted. We just ignore him. Ofach Ein Olam Alam Orit. So too, we won't take the Zavim into account for the count, and therefore, the cases like a case of Mechsa Mechsa, whatever you pass him a Mechsa Mechsa, that's what you would paskin, here too, as well. But the Rambam, whenever Zav comes up, he likes to mention this Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says in Mitzvah Ayin Hey, the Rambam notes that there are two separate mitzvahs for Zav and Zava. Ayin Dalid is the mitzvah Zaseh of the Karbanos of a Zav, and Ayin Hey is the mitzvah Zaseh of Karbanos of a Zava. And the Rambam says, why am I counting this separately? V'ulai makshe yiksha alai v'yomar. Maybe somebody will ask me and say, Acher she Karbanos Zav huka Karbanos Zava. Since the Karbanos are the same, lama lo timne min ha-Karban, yischayevo kol mashi yischayev. Kemosha asiyas. Asita Karban Chatas is one mitzvah. All who are chayav to bring Karban Chatas are included in that mitzvah. For Karban Hashem Vadai, for Karban Hashem Talui. You don't count everyone who is mechayev each of these Karbanas separately. Right, see here too. Why don't you count Ziva, Karbanas of Ziva, and included? They're included. So, says the Rambam, because there's different halachas between a Zav and a Zava. Yada hamakshe hahu shekarben Zav v'Zava eino al chatoim, avalu karben shechova la'asos al inyim min hinyanim. There are different inyanim, and there are different ways that a man and a woman could become. V'ilu hayo inyani zivas banashim v'nashim davar echad, kemo shehu b'shem, sheshem ze Zav, v'shem zo Zava, azo hayroi l'mosim echad. Aval ein inyan came. There's a difference between a Zav and a Zava, and how a man becomes a Zav and how a woman comes to Zav up, the Mishnah and Zavim. And he says, and my raya that you should count this separately is when the Gemara lists off the Arba'a, Mechusre Kapara, what does the Chazal say? Zav, Zav, Yoledes Mitzora. It does not say Mitzora'as. Mitzora is counted all the same. Rabbi Brol Zamram, Arba Mechusre Kapara, Zav, Zav, Yoledes Mitzora. Vine Tira, Ich Yimna Zav, Zav, Bishnayim, Vimna Mitzora, Be'echad, Ye Ish, O Isha. Zivas ha'ish, zulas, zivas ha'isha. So there's a difference between the two, and therefore that's the Rambam counting Zav and Zava separately, but Mitzora Mitzoras not counted separately. Okay, we continue. Middle. B'nei Chabura Shenitma Echad Mehem. What happens? You have a whole group that is about to do Karban Pesach, and then one of them became Tameh. Vein Yadua Ezu Yitzrichin Ezu. One of the group became Tameh. You don't know who, and you have a whole group here. they're all safek tameim. Srichan, right, somebody said, oh, one of you stepped on a dead body. I couldn't see from afar. Srichan lots of Pesach Sheni. They all do Pesach Sheni. This is if it happened before the Shechita, let's say. Tzibur, shenit ve'echam e'men yadu e'zeo. But if a whole Tzibur, all of Klal Yisrael, became suffic to mayim, and you don't know what to do, Ezeo, skip the next few words, Yasu Batuma, that's done Batuma. But Yisrael are suffic to mayim, so then you do it Batuma. Tani Ravoshi, Ravoshi says, no, you can't. Only one person, and most of these people are not Tamei. You're going to allow them Yasu Kisfekan, right? You're going to allow them to do it. You're going to allow everybody to do it bituma. Only suffik tuma people could do it, not the vade tuma people. The vade tuma people are within the world of kares. If you're not going to let them, the vade tuma people do it. As the Gemara continues, lo mistavra dila, which means da ella. It's illogical. The second shita kahada the tani raboshia shlolano shliyachid kares. Right, you don't want to get into the world of kares, where somebody that's possibly tamei, and therefore you leave it there. Says the Rechai Kadievsky also on Yasu Kisfekan, Ein Osin Ela Betumas Safek Elu Shetmein Besafek. If somebody is Besafek Tumah, then they could do it in this case, where most of Klal Yisrael are Safek. Aval HaYechidim HaTameyin Vadai Einim Osmi Mohem. But if they're Vadai Tamei not, V'chein Einim Osim, and you have to use Kalim Tahorim also, because it's only Tamei Besafek, so therefore you only allow the Safek people, not the Tamei people. Rebbe Imi V'Shem V'Shem Men Lakish. Loho Raya, once we were talking about Parlam Lover Shal Sibur, so we added in a couple of other details. Loho Raya, for the Parlam Lover Shal Sibur, Hilchu Achar, Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. You go by most of the Jews that are living in Eretz Yisrael, right? Not Chutzlores, even though this is not one of the Mitzvot HaTluyas Ba'aretz, but this is one of those halachos that we mentioned that goes by Shame Eretz Yisrael, or require, right, limited to Eretz Yisrael, even though it's not connected Dafka to the land, right? Egla Arufa is another one. Smicha is another one. There are certain halachas that seem to have to do with the status of Klal Yisrael as a nation, but not related to the land. And this is one of them. That's why the language of the Gemara in Harios on Daf Gimel is, right, the Jews of Eretz Yisrael are Ikri Kahal. They're Ikri Kahal. That's the real definition of Bnei Yisrael. Unbelievable. L'tuma hilcha acharov nachlas lazara. And what about for tuma? For tuma, you go by, how do you determine the majority and the rov and the miyat for tuma, for Erev Pesach? You go by most of the people who go into the Azara. Rov nichnasin lazara. So the Lord said, ma, how do you figure that out? Most are going to the Azara. Bechol kat v'kat misharin. Remember, we learned that you go in three groups. So do you measure the first group? Right? Bechol kat v'kat misharin, or each group? Oh, e misharin el b'kat rishon b'vad. The first one that goes in, you measure, and then you determine how you're going to do this Karan Pesach, or you measure all the groups. So how do you do it? Amar Reb Yosef barbun ad shehein mi b'chutz e misharin atzman. Right? Before they go in. Before they're brought into groups. So you measure them all together. Hey, Misharan Ba'atzman, that's how you measure the Bnei Yisrael. How do you determine Rov? I'm Reb Shuv ben Levi. Reb Shuv ben Levi says, Lohoraya, for Bar Halam Davar, Hilchu, what do you go by? You go by Eretz Yisrael, meaning the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Hilchu, Milavo Chamas, Anachal Mitzrayim. You go by those borders. Go by Milavo Chamas, Anachal Mitzrayim. Because that's what the Pasuk says. Reb Tamchuma, B'Shem, Rabbi Chuna, time of the Shuman Levi, Vayash, Shlomo, Boisei, Yesachag, Vachol Yisrael, Imo, Vagomer, and he continues, he discusses there, that's Kahal. The Pasuk says, Kahal Gadol, right? And that's, and then Milavo Hamas, Anachem Mitzrayim. So you see, that's the definition of, and that's called Kol Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Kol Yisrael, Imo, Kahal Gadol, Milavo Hamas, Anachem Mitzrayim. So you see from there, that's Kahal Gadol, that's the definition. Interesting. Tosus, first of all, says in Harios, on Dav Gimel, this is just a Gili Milsa. It's not like you're learning a halacha from Navi, Divrei Kabbalah. It's Gili Milsa, therefore it could still be a din. But there's a fascinating machlokas achronim, the Minchas Chinuch, here in Kuf Chav, says these borders that are mentioned in the Pasuk are the borders of the Ole Bavel. The Ole Bavel. Right? We know Bnei Yisrael went in to, I'm sorry, Ole Mitzrayim. The Ole Mitzrayim. Bnei Yisrael first went into Eretz Yisrael, and then they went into Galus, and then they went back in Bayesheni. So we know there were different borders. The first borders were much bigger. When Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua ben Nun, brought them in, right, that's what's described here. But that Kedusha was Batel of the land, as we know the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. And then on the way back, they didn't reconquer and resettle every single area. So the Minchas Chinuch says, these borders were true to determine Parlam Devar Chosibur only the at that time. But now it would go by the smaller borders. That's the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Chaf. Mitzvah Kuf Chaf. Avabai Sheni Shehar Bei Krachim Shekav Shalom Mitzrayim Lonis Kachu Begushas Ezra Ayin Chulim Im Kein Avabai Sheni Eino Nechshav Eretz Yisrael Rak Mashin Is Kadesh Begushas Ezra V'lo Yalfinan Mikra. What is the, what about this pasuk? V'lo Yalfinan Mikra Rak De Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael Ikri Kahal Ubime Shlomo Haya Eretz Yisrael Mekomos Elu Avobime Bayesheni Eino Bechal Eretz Yisrael Rachmanesir Skadish Ede Ezra Vehim Nechshavim Kol Kain Nira Li Pashut. I think that's obvious. That's what you would go. If you look in the Ar Sameach in Ilchas Sanhedrin, he seems to argue. He says no. Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur always goes by these borders. It always goes by the early borders. It doesn't have the same kedusha. Doesn't matter. This is the Holchan Achar Gvulos Olim Yisrael. That's Ar Sameach in Ilchas Sanhedrin Perak Dalid Halacha. Perak Dalet is the perak about smicha in the Rambam. That's what the Rambam talks about, that they could renew the smicha if all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael get together and decide to give somebody smicha. So that's also something that is unique for the Rambam. The Rambam says that Nira Li, and he ends off Adavar Tzarach Hechra. Again, it's a Rambam that we could talk about at another point. Okay, we'll stop here.